The lawyers file in for what was to be the first day of trial. The selection of the 12 jurors and their alternates had been completed, and opening arguments were about to begin. But then a delay while the public and the massive media contingent waited. Shortly before 4 p.m. Tuesday, a settlement was announced. The two sets of lawyers came out. The Dominion team appeared jubilant.
The truth matters. Lies have consequences. Over 2 years ago, a torrent of lies swept Dominion and election officials across America into an alternative universe of conspiracy theories, causing grievous harm to Dominion and the country. Today's settlement of $787,500,000 represents vindication and accountability.
Fox has admitted to telling lies about Dominion that caused enormous damage to my company, our employees, and the customers that we serve. Nothing can ever make up for that.
There was no immediate comment from the Fox lawyers. The company instead released a statement saying, "We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards." Fox has avoided what could have been an embarrassing cross-examination of its high-powered anchors, who Dominion claimed knowingly supported baseless lies. The chairman of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, who in private emails acknowledged that his network had erred in its reporting, was also spared the possibility of having to admit this in the dark. But the company's problems are not over. Another voting machines company, Smartmatic, is bringing a similar case against Fox. It is claiming $2.7 billion in damages and a public acknowledgement that the network knowingly lied. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.